AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire. In this edition of our daily news program, we feature a selection of stories covering a variety of topics. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, those stories from the Associated Press.
Winter virus season is not too bad so far, but doctors worry about more suffering to come. It may seem like you're surrounded by sniffles and coughs. It is that time of year, but flu season activity is still low in most parts of the nation. The government categorizes it as high in just four states: Colorado, Louisiana, New York, and New Jersey. Still, severity indicators are rising. The RSV season seems to be starting later than usual, but infections are growing in some areas. COVID-19 activity is relatively low now. The CDC stopped recommending COVID shots for anyone 2 months ago. The agency says about 15% of adults and 7% of kids have gotten this season's version. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An infant botulism outbreak has sickened at least 39 babies across the U.S., and it's underscoring the crucial role of a medication that treats the rare disease. BabyBig is an IV drug made from blood plasma, donated by a small group of scientists and other volunteers.
It's probably the highlight of my career that I actually was able to participate in this project and donate plasma.
Nancy Shines, a retired biochemist.
I was lucky enough to be one of those people who was, for occupational safety, because we worked with botulinum toxin, I was vaccinated.
The late Dr. Stephen Arnon first identified the form of botulism that affects babies under age one, and he spent his 45-year career figuring out how to treat it. It took 15 years and more than $10 million to develop BabyBig. I'm Ben Thomas.
The latest product to go zero sugar is Oreos. Mondelez says Oreo Zero Sugar and Oreo Double Stuff Zero Sugar will go on sale next month.
It's fun to munch a creamy, crunchy chocolate, O-R-E-O.
Zero sugar Oreos are already available in Europe and China. It's all part of a trend toward healthier snacks. Mondelez says it spent 4 years developing zero sugar Oreos, so it could ensure they still tasted like the originals. The new Oreos have fewer calories than the original. The biggest difference, a serving of regular Oreos contains 13 grams of added sugars. Of course, there is zero sugar in the new cookies. I'm Ed Donahue.
The painting that introduced the movie Star Wars to the world nearly 50 years ago has sold at auction for $3.875 million. Charles Epting from auction house Heritage told the AP the sale was significant for two reasons.
Which is not only by far the highest price ever paid for movie poster artwork, but it's the highest price ever paid for any piece of Star Wars memorabilia.
The acrylic and airbrush painting by the artist and movie poster designer Tom Young first appeared in newspaper advertisements on May the 13th, 1977. That was a little less than 2 weeks before the film opened. Epting explains the significance of the poster.
So for most of America, this was the first time they got a glimpse of the galaxy far, far away.
Star Wars producer Gary Kurtz kept the original painting before passing it down to his daughter, who put it up for auction. I'm Karen Shamas.
A TikTok video has influenced skiers chasing fresh powder tracks in the backcountry of Vermont. That means inexperienced resort goers are skiing out of bounds, finding themselves lost in the woods and in need of rescue. John Wasey is the chief at Stowe Mountain Rescue.
Stowe Mountain Rescue responded to a a 911 call for two lost skiers. One was a skier, one was a snowboarder, two 19-year-olds who had ended up in a terrain trap.
The rescue now sees around 8 missions to help multiple lost skiers per season, compared to around 3 only 5 years ago. That doesn't include rescues by Mount Mansfield Ski Patrol inbounds at the resort. As a lifelong skier, Wasey understands the pull to find fresh snow. But he says there are ways to ski it safely.
I love social media. I love watching the videos myself. However, what I would urge everyone to do is to go carefully. Learn how to do this carefully.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Preservationists are suing President Trump over his White House ballroom project. The National Trust for Historic Preservation is asking a federal court to block the project until it goes through multiple independent reviews and wins congressional approval. The project has already seen the East Wing torn down. The private group argues the president's violated federal acts and exceeded constitutional authority. He argues the White House needs a ballroom to hold bigger events.
I'm good at building things, and we'll get it built quickly and on time. It'll be beautiful, top of the line.
The White House is expected to submit ballroom plans to a federal planning commission by year's end, about 3 months after construction started. The admiral who oversaw U.S. military operations in Latin America has retired amid growing scrutiny of Trump administration strikes on alleged drug boats. Combatant commanders usually serve 3 to 4 years. Alvin Holsey has stepped down as Southern Command's top officer a year into the job. In farewell remarks, he did not mention either the strikes or why he's retiring early, instead stressing the need to support the rule of law.
To be a trusted partner, we must be credible, present, and engaged.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane praised Holsey as a stoic, selfless leader.
We will always be grateful, Bull, for the gift of a great example.
Congress has launched bipartisan probes of the boat strikes. Holsey briefed top lawmakers just days before turning over command. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Supporters stood with Kilmar Obrego-Garcia outside an immigration enforcement office in Baltimore Friday. The federal judge said that immigration officials could not detain Obrego-Garcia again until the court holds a hearing on a request for a temporary restraining order. Obrego-Garcia had been released from detention just hours before. He told the crowd Friday he's grateful for their support.
I am grateful and give gratitude to all of the people that have been fighting with me since day one, who God has put in my life and my family's life.
In 2019, a U.S. immigration judge gave Obrego-Garcia protection from being sent back to his home country, El Salvador. But earlier this year, he was mistakenly deported to a notorious prison in the country. Facing pressure, the Trump administration finally brought him back to the U.S. in June, but took him into custody again, accusing him of human smuggling. I'm Donna Warder.
Jurors have begun deliberations in the trial of Brian Walsh, a Massachusetts man accused of killing his wife, Anna, in 2023. Walsh pled guilty last month to misleading the police and dismembering his wife's body, but denies killing her. His attorneys argue that he panicked after discovering Anna Walsh dead after a New Year's Eve gathering. Prosecutors say the last day his wife was seen alive, Walsh's internet searches included how long before a body starts to smell and best ways to dispose of a body. He then went to multiple pharmacies and hardware stores to buy heavy-duty cleaning supplies, a Tyvek protective suit, and a utility knife. With no body ever recovered, prosecutors have been unable to determine a cause of death. I'm Jennifer King.
Japan's issued a tsunami advisory after a 6.7 magnitude earthquake shook the country's northeast, according to the meteorological agency. Friday's quake occurred off the east coast of the Aomori Prefecture in the north of Honshu, the main Japanese island, at a depth of 12.4 miles. Small waves were reported in two prefectures, but no serious damage or injuries were reported. The quake follows a 7.5 magnitude one on Monday that caused injuries, light damage, and a small tsunami on Japan's Pacific coast. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Across Bolivia's windswept central highlands, researchers have discovered a series of rather large three-toed footprints. Huge, actually, and lots of them.
And it's the largest accumulation of tracks in the world.
More than 16,000. They were left by theropods, the dinosaur group that includes Tyrannosaurus rex.
We started with one area.
Paleontologist Roberto Biaggi co-authored the study in the journal PLOS ONE.
Led into another area, and you could connect them all, and eventually we ended up with 9 different areas.
The prints in what appear to have been ancient waterways serve as a record of dinosaur behavior, including awkward attempts to swim. I'm Ben Thomas.
Prosecutors say fired University of Michigan football coach Sharon Moore threatened to kill himself in front of a woman with whom he had been having an affair after she broke off the relationship and reported it to school officials. He was charged Friday with stalking and home invasion. The university fired the 39-year-old Wednesday, saying he had an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. He was subsequently arrested and spent 2 nights in jail. An assistant prosecutor said Moore was fired after the woman told university officials this week that he had repeatedly called and texted her. Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt has undergone surgery to repair a partially collapsed lung. T.J.'s older brother, J.J. Watt, shared on X that T.J. had the surgery on Thursday and was expected to be released from the hospital on Friday. T.J. was hospitalized on Wednesday after experiencing discomfort during a dry needling session. The 30-year-old Watt is a 7-time Pro Bowler and 2021 NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He has 7 sacks this season. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Hey, this is Russell Wilson.
This is Joe Montana.
This is Dak Prescott.
Hey, this is Jason Kelce, and you're listening to Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Welcome to On Football. I'm Rob Motti. Ready for Week 15? Some huge matchups in the NFL. Bills, Patriots, Packers, Broncos. The Eagles are reeling. The Chiefs are, well, they're on the brink of elimination. And Philip Rivers is back in the NFL. Yes, 44-year-old Philip Rivers is back in the NFL with the Indianapolis Colts. Our special guest this week is Ravens linebacker Kyle Van Noy. Stay tuned for that conversation. The Indianapolis Colts are desperate to save their season. They lost Daniel Jones to an Achilles injury. Backup Riley Leonard went down with a knee injury. So they reached out to former quarterback Philip Rivers, who's been coaching high school football for the past 5 years. Philip is eligible for the Hall of Fame. He's a semifinalist, but he won't be anymore because he's coming back to play for the Indianapolis Colts. There's familiarity with him and head coach Shane Steichen. He was the offensive coordinator when the two were with the Chargers. My concern isn't Philip Rivers' ability to handle the mental aspect of playing quarterback. He knows the plays. He knows the system. It's whether or not he can withstand the physicality of playing quarterback in the NFL after being on a sideline for the past few years. I watched him on television in his news conference. He looked like he gained a few pounds since he last played. I don't know if Philip Rivers is physically ready to handle this, but I can tell you that the Indianapolis Colts are must-watch TV right now. Kyle Van Noy is a 2-time Super Bowl champion. He was a Pro Bowl linebacker last season, and Kyle does a ton of great work in the community. Kyle, great to have you on the show, man. You guys are coming off a very tough loss to Pittsburgh. How long does it, especially with the way things unfolded there, the catch, no catch, everything, how that transpired, how long does that sit longer than others, or you don't really have any time for that? You got to get to the next one with Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Yeah, you got to put one more in there. You got to pick the Travis Jones where he hits the long snapper in the head, too. That turned into an extra 4 points. point. So there was quite a few calls in there, but you know, I think the biggest thing is you have to accept it. It happened. It's over. It is what it is. And you got to do everything in your power, and everybody else has to do their 111 when they're out there to not have those calls even come up because you're playing so well. And I think that's the biggest focus for us is like, hey, let's get back to dominating our 111. Not worry about what everyone else is doing. The ref says, okay, you get a bad call, line it back up again and dominate your 111 job. And I think that's kind of the main focus that we came with after a loss like that. It sucks. It's not easy, but we got a tough opponent who's been playing hot since Joe Burrow's been back. Their offenses did a good job against us the first game. They also had 5 turnovers, which helped them with that. Then they go to Buffalo and put up another 30 points. So we got our hands full. And then defensively, they did a good job against us in the first game. And then Buffalo, they had a couple highs and lows, you know, eventually losing, unfortunately, for them. But for us, we just got to come in with the mindset of 1-0. We're going to get their best shot. They're playing on house money. They can unload the chamber, just like we're going to have to unload our chamber, because they want to win. They got pride. They're not playing for a playoff spot. We are. And for them, it's like, oh, we get to knock the Ravens out of the playoff race. Like, that's our playoff game. So for us, we got to do everything we can to stop that from happening.
You've played with some great teams that's won some Super Bowls in New England with the Patriots. You've seen Tom Brady up close and personal in practice. Lamar is an entirely different player who is a tremendous MVP caliber player of his own. What's it like seeing him in practice? How could you compare going against Tom a decade ago and going against Lamar now, just seeing him in practice?
He's one of one. There's totally different quarterback, but have the same impact. They put fear into the other team's offense and defense, puts that pressure on, like, hey, we better get going, because if not, this guy's coming. That's the type of quarterback you want to have. I'm grateful enough to see Lamar from when I first got here to where he's at now, and just super grateful to have the friendship that we've had over the last couple years, and just to see his leadership growth as well as his playmaking ability. And he's just becoming more of a passer of the football, and that's what you want to see in a quarterback growth coming into the NFL. If that's not something he's totally comfortable with, as far as like being not quarterbacky enough or being a running back, and how he's proved all the people that were right, like his mom and himself, by saying, yes, I am, and I'm gonna show you. And he's done it year and year and year and year. And this year, he's been doing a good job, even though his, you know, stats aren't where they need to be. There's been a lot of drops. There's been a lot of miscues and that mishaps, but you can see it. They're on the brink of it. You know, I believe in LJ. He's a really good football player, and I believe in the offense. They're going to get going, and we're going to play a great team football game where we're going to look back and say, hell yeah, this was the turning point.
Kyle, there's a lot of accolades and awards that go to players for what they do on the field. You were a Pro Bowler last year in the NFL, and now you're nominated for the Art Rooney Award, which is for sportsmanship, which I think is one of the coolest things. What does that mean to you, just to even be recognized as a nominee?
Yeah, I feel really blessed about that. I don't know if they could say that at the beginning of my career. I used to like to talk some trash and, you know, all that good stuff. But now I truly believe in just playing the game the right way, giving me so much on the field and off the field. And I want to just have my light shine that I'm a all the way sportsmanship myself. I'm gonna try to do the right things on the field and off the field. I wanna be a light to young kids out there, like, man, you can have it all. You can have the family, you can have the good kids, and you can still play in the NFL and do things outside of the NFL. You can really do it all if that's what you really want. And hopefully we can get that award sitting at the Van Noy House at home, and I would be honored to have it.
Time for some pro picks. The 4-pack was 2-2 last week, straight up and against the spread. Overall, 41-14-1 straight up,
34-21-1 against the number. My best bet, Carolina 7-6 at New Orleans 3-10. Panthers are 2.5-point favorites, and they control their playoff hopes. They already lost at home to the Saints. They're not going to overlook New Orleans after seeing them beat Tampa Bay last week on the road. Bryce Young's coming off an excellent game in a stunning upset over the Rams before they had a week off. Carolina's been inconsistent, some impressive wins over the Packers and the Rams. They had some lopsided losses to the Bills and the Patriots. They've lost 11 straight games as a favorite. Not this time. Panthers 23-17. My upset specials are 11-3 straight up and against the spread. Looking at the Lions, who are 8-5 at LA against the Rams. They're 10-3. Rams are 5.5-point favorites. Jared Goff is 2-1 against Matthew Stafford since they were traded for each other. That includes a playoff win. But the Rams already got their Super Bowl victory out of Stafford. The Lions are still looking to go there with Jared Goff. They've got a tough road just to get into the playoffs, and that starts this week in LA. Now, Goff and coach Dan Campbell are 23-12 against the spread as underdogs. Meanwhile, the Rams are 16-3 against the spread in December since 2021. Something has to give. I'm taking the more desperate team, Lions 27-26. Next, I'm going to Baltimore at Cincinnati. Ravens are 6-7. Bengals are 4-9. Ravens are a 2.5-point favorite. Maybe facing the league's worst defense. We'll finally get Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense going. They've got no margin for error after a tough loss to the Steelers. Some controversial plays, as you heard from Kyle Van Noy. Joe Burrow and the Bengals, they're playing spoiler. They already won in Baltimore on Thanksgiving. Jackson is 6-2 against Burrow. Make that 7-2. Ravens 29-24. Lastly, I'll go to one of those big games. Buffalo 9-4 at New England 11-2. Yet the Patriots are home underdogs. Bills are 1-point favorites. The Patriots have won 10 in a row. The Bills had opened the season 4-0 before they lost to New England at home in week 4. And New England's kept on winning. It feels like Josh Allen versus Drake May is going to be the headline for the next decade in the AFC East. The Bills rallied last week in a snowstorm to beat Burrow and the Bengals. The Patriots rested. Mike Vrabel's teams in Tennessee were 6-1 overall and 6-1 against the spread off a bye. He's in New England. They're due for a loss. I think Buffalo avenges their week 4 loss at home. 27-24 Bills. That's it for this week. Thank you to Kyle Van Noy. Thank you for listening to On Football. And thanks to Haya Pinjwani and Guillermo Gonzalez for producing this episode. Please check out apnews.com for the full pro picks, On Football analysis, and more NFL news.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, a settlement for hundreds of clergy abuse victims, and youth are lining up for an Atlanta church. A court approved a settlement for the New Orleans Archdiocese to pay hundreds of clergy abuse victims. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Archdiocese of New Orleans will pay at least $230 million to hundreds of victims of sexual abuse by clergy in a settlement now approved by a federal bankruptcy judge. The agreement was confirmed to the Associated Press by both the Archdiocese and attorneys for victims who've been involved in negotiations since 2020. Earlier this month, some survivors behind the more than 500 abuse claims testified how they are still affected decades later. The finalized agreement includes policies intended to prevent abuse and increase church transparency. They are adopting a survivor's bill of rights, and a survivor will have a seat on the Archdiocese internal review board that handles abuse claims. An outside expert will monitor church prevention practices, and a public archive will share documents related to abuse claims that have long been withheld. I'm Jennifer King.
Young adults are waiting in line to worship at a fast-growing Atlanta church. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Some 6,000 people gather each Sunday at Atlanta's 2819 Church to hear Pastor Philip Anthony Mitchell preach.
God has put a clock on humanity, and it is counting backwards to zero.
It's like a block party with Christian rap and contemporary music. But the message Pastor Mitchell delivers is reaching, especially with young people.
How I found this church was from TikTok, and I decided to stay because I prayed on it and I asked God for confirmation. This was a church that he wanted me to attend, and he confirmed it for me.
2819 Church refers to Matthew 28:19, a Bible verse that commands believers in Christ to make disciples of all the nations.
Jehovah's view for us to proclaim God's word.
I'm Donna Water.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.